Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Support for Ireland's membership of the EU has dropped to its lowest level since 2013. This is according to research that's out today. The Amoric study found 34% of people feel the EU isn't holding its core values or upholding its core values, and 26% say that they're dissatisfied with the EU's direction. I'm just interested in chatting to people about this today. What does the EU mean to you? Do you feel that it has done much for you? How has Ireland benefited from the European Union throughout the years? 1800 453 106, that's the number. Chris is on the line in Cork. What's your thoughts on this, Chris? Why do you think support for the EU has dropped here?
Because we have moved away from what the core values of the Union was. I mean, the Union originally was set up as a trading bloc and to have free movement between member states. Now we seem to be more interested in building up a military army. Again, it's the French and the Germans pushing this, and we seem to be getting carried away with interfering in other countries rather than actually taking care of what's going on within the Union. And you only have to look at Gaza and the way, I mean, you've got a genocide going on there. And, I mean, you've got to look at the way the reaction of the Union is to that. So, I mean, it has moved away from its core values, definitely. I mean, we're actually supporting a genocide. A lot of the states with
So you're critical over the EU's response to what's happening in Gaza and sanctions and what goes with that?
That's part of it, but it's not just that. We seem the Union seems to be more on integrating into becoming a political entity than it is an actual trading bloc between European countries, and actually then it is you know, it's after taking this, it seems to want to build up defence and put a lot of money into defence, whereas we actually could be using that money to better the lives of the citizens within the EU.
Mike is with us too. Mike, what's your view on this today? The fact that there's, you know, support for Irish membership has dropped to its lowest level since 2013.
Yeah, good afternoon. It probably has, but I suppose we're still very, very high compared to other countries, so I wouldn't be overly too concerned about that. You know, I suppose as Chris said there, we've moved away a little bit maybe from what the game was 40, 50 years ago. However, the world has changed as well, and if we had spent more money on defence maybe heretofore, we wouldn't have to be spending it all now. So that's one argument. Nobody reckoned that there'd be an invasion into Europe from the east, which has occurred, so we have to buckle up and see. And the countries to our east are very concerned about that. So, you know, they're obviously looking at things from a different perspective to Ireland. We're in the middle of the Atlantic, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Estonia. They're sitting next to an invading force. So, you know, times change. But I still think where would we be without Europe? What's the alternative? An island, literally an island in the middle of the Atlantic. You know, we can see what has happened to our neighbours since they departed from us. Mm. And, you know, going back to the good old days, if England gets a cold, Ireland gets pneumonia. Do we want pneumonia? I don't think. I think.
Yeah. A very different time, Mike, when Ireland joined and became a member of the EU. Do you remember that? I don't know now what age you are, Mike, but do you have any memory of that?
A lady wouldn't ask it, a gentleman wouldn't tell. But I do.
You do?
But I do. I do remember it, and euphoria. And we were an agrarian economy, which we are still to a major degree. And this was seen as the boost to bring Ireland out of the 50s, effectively, and out of the what we'd gone through in the economic war and all that. So, you know, Europe is without Europe, we'd been over. We'd still be back in the 50s, I think. That's my opinion. So, I mean, Europe has been good for Ireland, and we've been good for Europe as well. There's no two ways about it, you know. So, I mean, you know, we are now on the edge of the Atlantic. We are the only English-speaking country left within the EU, or native English-speaking country left in the EU. So we're a gateway to Europe now from the likes of the states and whomsoever. So we're in a pivotal position, and we have to work on that, you know. But I do think our representatives maybe and our media, we hear very little about Europe, you know. Simon Harris spoke about his 200 pages of a document, not to worry about tariffs. But what's in the 200 pages? Who knows? I mean, we have technology, we have health, we have sport. You know, the question of Scots has gone on for the last 3 or 4 days. What's the European policy on sport, for example? You know, okay. where does that sit?
Yeah.
Where human rights equal? Chris is right about gas and all that, and I think maybe we did get very political and moved away. But we have to be political when you're an amalgam of 27 economies and 27 countries. You can't sit idly by and just let things happen.
Kieran Allen is with us too, Mike. Kieran, I think, is from the Irish Neutrality League group. What are your thoughts on why there's been a drop in support for our membership of the EU, Kieran?
Well, I think your first speaker put their finger on it, which is that, first of all, the attitude of the European Union to Israel and to Palestine, the conflict, in contrast to their attitude to Ukraine and Russia. In the case of Ukraine, the EU says it's fully for Ukraine. It does nothing, however, about Palestine. It allows Israel to be part of the Euromed group. It allows even Israel to be part of the Eurovision Song Contest. It says it stands completely with Israel. It is doing nothing about genocide. And I think a lot of people understand that. In addition to that, I think what you're finding is Europe is engaged currently in a rearmament program. There's 800 billion being put aside by the EU for making guns, weapons, bombs and so on. Now, you know, double that's double the amount of money that would end world starvation right now. 40 billion, according to the UN Food Organization, would end world hunger. So really, I think what we should be doing is defending Irish neutrality. All this talk about the world is staying.
I know, and I get that, but the Irish neutrality is part, I'm just looking at the survey details here, you know, absolutely Russian-Ukraine conflict, Israel-Palestinian conflict, no question, prominent causes of concern for a lot of EU citizens. But as much as the cost of living situation, as much as housing, migration into Ireland and other EU countries as well, like these two are part of the reasons as to why people feel their support for the EU has dropped. It's not just actually.
I tend to agree with you. Yes, I mean the cost of living is appalling, and the EU Commission, which all the time tells us that the free market is going to work perfectly, in reality is doing very little to promote a control of prices. But the point I would make really is that we in Ireland should be defending our neutrality, and I'm glad to say that this Saturday in the Gresham Hotel, a whole variety of people, from Mary Lou MacDonald to Paul Murphy to Sinead Gibney to Catherine Connolly, Mary Alice Higgins and so on, are speaking to launch a campaign to defend Irish neutrality at 2 o'clock in the Gresham Hotel this Saturday.
Now, text here, listener says, Ireland can and does influence the EU somewhat by being part of it. If we're not part of the EU, we would have absolutely no influence on it, none at all. Our voice would be unheard. At least now the other EU countries know our stance on Gaza. This texter says, I agree, I am not in favour of the EU anymore as they're not forthcoming with speaking up on human rights issues, and we can see the silence over Gaza. Gaza has changed my thinking on a lot of politics in the EU and the UN. Lauren Jones Brennan is a youth activist. You're fairly involved, Lauren, with you know, European issues. What's the youth opinion? You know, when you talk to your own friends, your colleagues about Ireland's membership of the EU.
Yeah, it was very striking for me to witness such a notable drop in support for the EU. That being said, I recognise some experience is somewhat unique and quite involved in EU youth dialogues, networks and associations. Personally, I feel very European, and in my conversations with my peers, I hear that kind of same sense of connection and appreciation. And of course, acknowledging the points that your previous speakers made, and you know, the drop in support may stem from growing concerns around immigration or militarization. However, I do believe that, you know, in these uncertain times, we must hold on to community and solidarity that the EU does provide us. You know, in a world that's really seemingly very quick to divide us, we must choose love over hate and move forward together. And, you know, in the polling, it shows that young people tend to have a more positive view of the EU compared to other age groups, especially regarding trust and transparency. For instance, 44% of 18 to 24 year olds in Ireland trust the EU most, and an overwhelmingly 94% majority believe Ireland should remain a member. And I think these numbers are indicative how the EU has prioritised youth engagement through initiatives like Erasmus, freedom of movement and support for youth work, you know, benefits that have extended to those who might not be as involved as I am.
What does it mean to you, Lauren, to be a European citizen?
I mean, I think it gives us identity, it gives us a sense of belonging, it gives us community. It brings us together in uncertain times. I think it's very, very needed. And, you know, like I said, you know, a world that is seemingly very quick to divide us. We need that now more than ever. And we need that togetherness. And we need to kind of rally together and have that solidarity. And I do believe that community is a strength.
The European Movement Ireland poll carried out by Amoric Research found 34% of you feel the EU isn't upholding its core values. 26% say they're just dissatisfied with the direction, and that's the reason why support for our membership has dropped to now its lowest level since figures were recorded back in 2013. That's Kieran Allen from the Irish Neutrality League, youth activist Lauren Jones-Brennan, Chris Mike. Thanks a million for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.